This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado will conduct a recount of last month's primary results in the Republican race for Secretary of State. The Secretary of State's office has accepted the request made by candidate Tina Peters. She's the Mesa County clerk who lost last month's Republican primary by nearly 90,000 votes. The state requires her to pay for the recount due to the size of the loss. Peters raised more than $250,000, which the state has accepted. A gun rights group is once again trying to overturn the state's ban on high-capacity magazines. CPR's Megan Verley reports the group is taking their attempts from state court to federal court.
State lawmakers limited the size of ammunition magazines in 2013 in response to the Aurora Theater shooting, and the state Supreme Court has upheld that law under Colorado's constitution. But now, the group Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is backing a new challenge, and this time it's looking to the U.S. Supreme Court's recent ruling striking down a New York State gun law. The suit argues Colorado's limit violates the Second Amendment. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
Manitou Springs is one of the best small-town art scenes in the country. It came in fifth, up from ninth place last year. The USA Today ranking is based on nominations from editors and travel experts who look at things like museums, art galleries, and performing arts. The final rankings were determined by a popular vote. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06 on the last Friday of July. This hour, it's Science Friday.